我们可以聚集在这边来敬拜天上的真神。
We thank God that we are able to gather here to worship the one true God.
啊，愿主耶稣能将福气赐给大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
啊，今天晚上呢，小弟想要用先知以诺这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
Tonight I like to use a topic, Prophet Enoch as a topic of mutual learning and encouragement.
啊，以诺哈在人类的历史当中啊，可以说是一位传奇性的人物。
Enoch can be said to have been a legendary figure.
他是第一个被神接去离开世间的人哦。
He is the first man who was taken up by God.
哇，他真的是，虽然圣经对以诺的记载很少。
Although the Bible seldom records about Enoch.
可是我们从这么简单圣经的一些记载当中，我们知道说有以诺这个人哦，有很多有几点值得我们去学习。
However, from these few verses, we see that there are teachings worthy of our learning.
很值得我们去思考。
They are worthy of our pondering.
你看他没有经过死诶。
He did not go through death.
为什么他可以没有经过死？
Why is it that he was able to do this?
一定他有跟别人不一样的地方啊。
There must have been something different about him.
啊，以诺他也是一个先知。
Enoch was also a prophet.
那我们今天一起来借着以诺来思考我们人生啊哈。
And through Enoch, we will ponder about life.
我们来看圣经哈。
Let us look at the Bible.
我们看犹大书第十四节。
Let us look at Jude.
犹大书第十四节。
Verse 14.
这边谈到以诺。
Here mentions Enoch.
犹大书第十四节。
Jude verse 14.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看哪，主带着他的千万使者降临。”第十五节
15.
要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。在这个地方啊，讲到亚当的七世孙，第七代的 子孙以诺。
Here it mentions Enoch, seventh from Adam.
他曾经讲预言。
He once prophesied.
他为什么讲预言？
Why did he prophesy?
因为他是先知。
Because he is a prophet.
所以在人类的第七代就有先知了。
So there were prophets even from the seventh generation from Adam.
但他讲什么先知呢？
What type of prophet was he?
那他讲什么讯息呢？
What type of message did he bring?
他说看哪，主在带着他的千万使圣者降临。
He said, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints.
要在众人身上行审判。
To execute judgment on all.
证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事。
To convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds.
还有这些人所说的话。
And everything they have spoken.
以诺跟神同工。
Enoch worked with God.
因为他是神的先知。
Because he was God's prophet.
其实在那个时代，
Even in that generation.
已经离这个挪亚的时代已经很近了。
He lived very close to the time of Noah.
啊，这个以诺后来生马图撒拉。
And he gave birth to Methuselah.
马图撒拉后来生拉麦。
And after Methuselah came Lamech.
啊，拉麦就生挪亚了。
And Lamech from Lamech Noah.
那圣经怎么讲到这个挪亚那个时代呢？
How does the Bible describe the generation of Noah?
我们看这个创世纪第五章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 5.
我们看第六章，对不起。
Chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
当人的世代啊，世上多起来，又生女儿的时候呢，神的儿子看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还有到120年。第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六节。
Verse 6.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。我们看到这边。
Let's lead up to here.
在挪亚的时代。
In Noah's generation.
神很伤心啊。
God was sorrowful.
其实那才几代，那没几代呢。
And there had not been many generations that had passed.
那人那时候可以活很久。
Men lived very long.
可是那个时候人就犯罪了。
But men sinned.
他说耶和华见人在地上的罪恶很大。
And the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great.
那这个以诺呢是啊，以诺是这个挪亚的曾祖父。
And Enoch was the great grandfather of Noah.
曾祖父 ，great grandfather 吧。
great
grandfather 曾祖父嘛，祖父是 grandfather 嘛。
great
对 ，grandfather。
grandfather
是这样哈、哦，我没有记错是这样啦。哎，不好意思，已经很久没有讲英文了，这个要说。OK， 好，那他以诺是挪亚的曾祖父哎。
Enoch was the grandfather of Noah.
那在挪亚的时代，圣经上记载说，那个地上啊，罪恶很大。
And the wickedness was great.
那神说哦，当时候这个挪亚他也去传义道的。
And Noah also preached.
他传了很久的时间呢、啊。
He preached for a long period of time.
挪亚在600岁的时候，洪水才降下来。
He was 600 when the flood came.
他传了很久的时间。
He preached for a long period of time.
他造了一个方舟。
And he made a great ark.
可是到最后几个人得救
？But how many were saved in the end?
8个。
Only 8。
他们家8个。
His family of 8。
说真的，以宣道的效率啊，他最差。
And so he was not very effective as an evangelist.
他宣道了那么久，结果只有他们家八个人得救。
He preached for so long, yet only his family of 8 were saved.
那不是因为挪亚的关系呀、啊。
And this was not due to Noah.
实在是那个时候人所思想都是没有人听得进神的道。
It was because no one at the time listened to the word of God.
那人类是从什么时候开始败坏的呢？
When did men start to corrupt?
我们如果看这个创世纪第五章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 5,
我们看创世纪第五章的第十八节
，Verse 18，
亚烈活到162岁，生了以诺。好，那19节
，Verse 19，
亚烈生了以诺以后，又活了800年，并且生儿养女。我们看到这边，他说哦，亚烈生活到162岁的时候，生了以诺。
Here said Jared lived 800 years and begot Enoch.
那亚烈这个名字是什么意思呢？
What does the name Jared mean?
其实亚烈这个名字是往下走的意思。
Jared means to go downwards.
有往下降的意思。
To de-escalate.
对，所以说有一个可能。
And there's a possibility.
其实在亚烈的时代。
That in the generation of Jared.
人类就渐渐败坏了。
Men begin to corrupt.
那当这个以诺起来的时候。
So when Enoch arose,
他是神的先知。
He was a prophet.
因为社会败坏，所以神借着先知讲话。
And God spoke through the prophet.
这个很不简单了。
This is not easy.
我们看今天就好。
If we look at the times today,
今天很多社会的价值观跟我们的信仰是相违背的。
And there are many societal trends that are contradictory to our faith.
我们敢在人面前来为真理讲话吗？
Do we dare speak for the truth?
我听过一件事情，我不知道是真的假的。
I have heard of an event. I don't know if it is true.
不过我觉得这个可以值得我们去思考。
But I think it is worthy of our reflection.
啊，以前在美国这个地方，大部分都是信耶稣的，对不对
？In the past, many in America were Christians.
那我如果说我今天有很多很高的成就
，Today, if I have high achievements,
那我得到一个奖项。我得奖了，我得第一名的，我得冠军。
I receive an award.
我要怎么说
？What will I say?
我要说感谢我的父母。
I will say I thank my parents.
感谢我的老师。
I thank my teachers.
感谢提拔我的人。
I thank those who have supported me.
那我们是一个基督徒。
As Christians,
我可以公开跟所有人说，我感谢天上的主耶稣基督。
Can I openly say I thank?Lord Jesus Christ in heaven.
因为我知道我一切的智慧，我一切的所有的能力都是从神那边来的。
Because I know that my abilities and wisdom come from God.
可是听说有些地方他就不可以这样讲。
But I have heard that you are not allowed to say this in some areas.
那如果说我们遇到这样的状况
，If we encounter this,
那我们要怎么做
？What will we do?
很简单嘛，就不要感谢主耶稣就好了。
You simply do not give thanks to God.
还是我们觉得说不行啊？我一切都是从神来的，怎么可以所有都感谢的？唯独我力量的来源，我生命的来源，这位主，我没有感谢他呢
？But then you think to yourself, how can I give thanks to everyone except the origin of my abilities?
对啊，这个是不是值得我们去思考
？Is this worthy of our reflection?
我没有讲也没关系。
It is okay if I don't say it.
可是当我没有讲的时候
，But when I do not say it,
我们天上的真神他心里的想法是什么
？What will our God in heaven think?
我们那天在有时候我们有一次在讨论的时候啊
，Once when we were discussing，
啊，有时候说啊，我们那个诗班上来唱诗啊
，Our choir came up and presented，、
啊、唱完诗以后我们都会鼓掌，对不对？
And we would applaud.
哦，鼓掌 OK 啦，没有关系哈。
可是 It is fine to applaud.
为什么要鼓掌
？Why do you applaud?
我曾经问过一些我们的长辈。
I've asked an elder generation.
为什么唱诗还要给他鼓掌
？Why do we applaud the choir presentation?
他不是献给天上的真神吗
？Don't they offer it to God?
对啊，可是有人就跟我讲说，因为这是要鼓励他们，这是对他们一种鼓励，好，就是说。鼓励他们，感谢他们为我们颂赞天上的真神。
But they have told me that this is a way of encouraging the choir members so that, as they praise God on our behalf.
好，这个 OK 没有关系。
This is fine.
可是突然间有一天哦。
But one day.
我们不鼓掌了。
If we do not give applause.
那这些人会心里在想，我今天唱的不好吗
？Will the choir members wonder if they had performed badly.
还是发生了什么事？今天怎么大家都没有鼓掌啊
？Well, they wonder why no one applauded them.
OK, 那今天我们就对我们自己本身的感受，我们大概比较容易理解。
We might have a better understanding of our own feelings.
可是神的感受呢
？But what does God feel?
我们有去想到神的感受吗
？Have we thought about what God feels?
我们愿意在人的面前直接说神是伟大的。
We are willing to say before others that God is great.
是或者是我们愿意在神面前坚持我们的真理。
Or we are willing to persist on our faith before God.
那天我不知道有没有讲过这样的一个故事啊。
I don't know if I have shared the story previously.
啊，最近在台湾啊，也前一阵子在台湾闹什么闹这个多元成家啦。多元成家就是一个家庭里面可以有两个爸爸，可以有三个妈妈都没有关系。
Recently in Taiwan, there's a trend in which there are multiple fathers and mothers per household.
应该它有一个专有名词的，我想美国应该有，只是我不知道怎么讲。反正就是说，它很乱啊。
And it is very corrupt.
而且学校的老师哦
，the teachers in school
居然已经在教我们的小朋友。
They're teaching our children.
我们要尊重同性恋。
To respect homosexuals.
我们要尊重多元成家。
And to respect this type of family.
不可以说哦，不可以说去什么啊，不可以去歧视他们，要去鼓励他们，要去赞同他们这样子。
We should not despise them, rather we should support them.
那老师讲完了。
After the teacher spoke.
那老师就讲了。
Then the teacher said.
你觉得我们应该尊重这些人的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you should respect these people.
全班的学生就举手。
And the whole class raised your hand.
只有一个小女孩没有举手。
All except one little girl.
这个小女孩就是我们教会的姐妹。
This little girl was a sister in our church.
好像是国小二年级还是国小三年级。
She is in second or third grade.
老师非常生气。
The teacher was very angry.
当众哦，羞辱我们这个姐妹。
And she put this sister to shame before everyone.
你怎么那么没有爱心
she said, how can you have no love?
你怎么教都教不懂。
How can you insist?
你没有尊重人家。
You have no respect.
你要尊重每一个人不同。
You should respect that each one is different.
就一直骂他。
And she continued to rebuke her.
好，那一直骂骂骂骂骂了以后。
After the teacher was finished.
我们这个姐妹就举手了。
The little girl raised her hand.
啊，有什么事情？
And the teacher said, what is it?
老师。
The little girl said,
你讲的没有错啊。
What you said is right.
我就是尊重你啊。
I respect you.
你说要尊重每一个人。
You said I should respect everyone.
那你有尊重我吗
？But did you respect me?
我不能接受同性恋，你要尊重我。
You must accept that I cannot accept homosexuals.
因为你说你不尊，因为你说我们如果不尊重人，就是没有爱。
Because you said if we do not respect others, we have no love.
那我今天不承认同性恋，你也要尊重我，不然你就没有爱啊。
So today, since I cannot accept homosexuals, you must accept that.
他才国小二年级还三年级耶。
She is only second or third grade.
主耶稣给他智慧啊。
Jesus gave her wisdom.
老师话讲不出来。
The teacher was speechless.
因为他一直在讲说你就是没有爱心，你就是不尊重别人，你就是怎样，你就是没有认同同性恋，你就怎样怎样，一直骂他，然后他就举手了。
And this is because the teacher kept rebuking her over the fact that she cannot accept homosexuality.
要跟整个社会价值观相反，这是需要勇气的。
It takes courage to go against society's values.
当然，基督徒不会故意去这样做。
Of course, Christians will not purposely do this.
可是我们是神的儿女。
But we are God's children.
我们绝对站在神这边。
We stand with God.
就跟以诺一样。
Just like Enoch.
在他那个时代，社会已经渐渐败坏了。
During his generation, the world was growing corrupt.
很显然，社会的价值观跟一个敬畏神的人的价值观是不一样的。
And it is becoming very obvious that the values of a Christian are different from those of people outside.
当这个状况之下，他起来成为主神的先知。
Under these conditions, he arose and became God's prophet.
讲神的话。
He spoke the words of God.
真的不简单，很值得，真的很值得我们去思考。
And it is very commendable and it is worthy of our reflection.
圣经上说我们是君尊的祭司。
The Bible tells us that we are royal priesthood.
我们要去宣扬主耶稣的美德。
We need to proclaim the beautiful works of God.
所以说这个我们要去思考说在我们人生当中应该怎么做。
We must think about what we should do in this life.
那这个以诺还有一件事情很值得我们 去学习。
There is another characteristic of Enoch that is worthy of our learning.
我们看创世纪第五章第二十二节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 5 verse 22.
五章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 22.
以诺生马太乌撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。这个地方讲到说，以诺与神同行三百年。
Here records Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
不是同行三年。
He did not walk for 3 years.
不是同行三十年。
And he did not walk for 30 years.
在那个状况之下，他跟神同行了三百年。
Under those conditions, he walked with God for 300 years.
他没有改变他跟神之间的关系。
And his relationship with God did not change.
他没有改变心智。
He did not change his determination.
我曾经听过一个笑话。
I've once heard a joke.
那这个笑话是从那个我们一些老传道讲来的。
And this joke I heard from our elderly pastors.
我记得我年轻的时候，有些传道他会跟我们讲一些，你像说我们信耶稣可是我们要跟随主到底。
These pastors tell us that since we believe in Jesus, we must follow him to the end.
他说有些人信耶稣信主一年，主在眼前啊。
And Some people when they after 1 year of believing in the Lord, they're very close to Jesus Christ.
信主十年了，主耶稣已经在 Long Beach 了。
But after 10 years, Jesus would be farther away. In Long Beach.
Long Beach 比较远嘛，对不对？如果说主信二十年了，主耶稣可能已经到太平洋了。
And after 10
主耶稣信耶稣二十年
20 years, Jesus would.Be far away at the Pacific Ocean.
因为有些人信耶稣越久
，the longer they believe,
他失去了警醒的心。
Some people lose their heart a vigilance.
所以信到最后，他的动力没有了。
And they lose their motivation.
他把主耶稣的爱当成正常的。
And they count the love of Jesus as they take it for granted.
慢慢的，他对主耶稣的热情就不见了。
And slowly they lose the fervency for Jesus Christ.
可是以诺没有这样。
But this did not happen to Enoch.
他跟主耶稣同行三百年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
他跟神同工，他跟神同行。
He walked with God and worked with God.
那他的结果是什么？
What was his result?
在第五章的二十四节这样讲。
In chapter 5 verse 24 it records.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在这个世界上了。
And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him.
他没有经过死。
He did not pass through death.
他三百六十五岁的时候
，when he was 305 years，
天上的神直接把他取去。
God took him to heaven.
他没有经过死。
He did not have to go through death.
多么好
！How wonderful！
有时候我在看这一段的时候，我都想说我不知道可不可以。
And when I'm reading this, sometimes I think about if whether or not I'm qualified.
好羡慕
I admire this so much.
神对以诺这么好。
God is so good to Enoch.
可是当我们要思考说，神对以诺这么好是有原因的啊。
But there is a reason why God is so good to him.
那我说我们以诺跟神同行、跟神同工这个事情，我提出两点跟大家思考。
And from his walking with God and working with God, I'd like to mention 2 points.
在希伯来书这样说。
In the book of Hebrews, it mentions.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 15.
希伯来书第十一章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 15.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经将他接去了。只是他被接去之先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。第六节。
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这边讲到以诺。
here mentions Enoch.
Enoch 为什么可以被神接去？
Why was Enoch able to be taken by God?
他为什么不会死？
Why did he not see death?
哇，那么好。
It's so wonderful.
为什么他可以直接被神接到天上去呢？
Why is he able to be taken directly to God?
这个地方讲说，因为信。
Because of faith.
因为啊，所以说第六节这样讲。
In verse 6, it tells us,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
以诺因为信做对的选择。
Because of faith, Enoch made the right decisions.
他选择对了。
He made the right decision.
虽然那个时候社会渐渐败坏。
Although the society was becoming degenerate.
我们常常会听到有些人会这样讲啊，没有关系的，不要这么严格，哎呦，不要这么保守了，哎呦，不要这样，不要那样。
And some people say that, we are too legalistic and too conservative.
当然，我们有神的智慧啊。
Of course, we have the wisdom of God.
在腓立比书怎么说？
What does it tell us in Philippians?
在腓立比书的第一章。
In Philippians chapter 1,
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
我所祷告的是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。第十节。
Verse 10.
使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。这个地方谈到说我们一个基督徒应该怎么做。
Here it tells us what a Christian should do.
爱神的神就是爱嘛。
We should love because God is love.
所以我们常常在讲爱。
We often mention love.
可是在联合会的时候我们又讲爱要在知识跟各样的见识上要多而又多。
But as we have said in spiritual convocation, our love should abound in more knowledge and discernment.
那多而又多的目的是什么？
Why should it abound more and more?
它的目的是使我们能够分别是非。
It is so that we can discern.
什么是分别是非？
What does it mean to discern?
就是可以选择那最好的。
It is to approve of the things that are excellent.
我们一个基督徒。
As a Christian.
我们祷告圣灵充满。
We pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们读圣经有神的知识。
When we read the Bible, we receive the knowledge from God.
圣灵引导我们，让我们有见识。
The Holy Spirit will give us vision.
有属灵的洞察力。
To have a spiritual sensitivity.
所以我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
To know what is right and wrong.
我们选择那最好的。
And so that we can choose the best.
虽然它可能是一个艰难的选择。
Although it might be a difficult decision.
所以能够分别是非。
So to discern.
做诚实无过的人。
And to become one that is sincere.
什么叫诚实无过？
What does it mean to become one that is sincere and without offense?
在这里诚实无过就是说是一个完全圣洁，一个完全干净，不会让人家跌倒，是一个很真诚，不会让人跌倒的人。
It means that someone who is sincere and pure will not cause others to stumble.
如果我们是这样子的人，
If we are this type of person,
我们就能选择那最好的。
Then we will be able to approve the excellent.
我们的灵性会越来越增长。
And we will continue to grow in our faith.
而且我们还可以带给别人好处。
And we will bring benefits to others.
就是荣神益人。
We will edify man and glorify God.
所以我们就能选择对的。
Then we will choose the best.
就好像以诺一样。
We'll choose the right, just as Enoch.
在希伯来书第十一章说，以诺因着信。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it says Enoch by faith.
我不管这个社会的价值观是怎么样的。
No matter what society's values are.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
所以我选择神要我做的事情。
So I will choose what God wants me to do.
那在十一章的，在希伯来书十一章第六节就这样讲了。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it tells us,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦哦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以我们要开始思考我们的人生。
We should start to ponder upon our lives.
我在做每一个决定的时候，我有没有相信神？
Do I believe God in each and every one of my decisions?
我有没有依照道理才去做决定？
Do I decide according to the teachings of God?
如果不能的话，就不能得到神的喜悦。
For if we do not, we cannot please God.
那就不能到神的面前来。
And we cannot come before God.
我想一个见证给大家听。
I'd like to share a testimony.
我曾经遇到一个弟兄，一个慕道朋友。
I once met a truth-seeking friend.
他这个慕道朋友，我第一次见到他的时候，我吓一跳。
I was shocked when I first saw him.
我去医院布道。
I went to evangelize in a hospital.
背着那个圣经袋。
I carried my Bible bag.
拿着那个很多赞美诗。
I carried an armful of hymn books.
那这边拿着那个麦克风，那个 speaker， 那个喇叭，喇叭。
And the other hand, I carried the loudspeaker.
我拿全身都挂满了东西呀。
and I was carrying many things.
我走走走走走走，耶！我说时间快到了，我走走走。那一进医院，就一个人就走过来了。And
as I was in a hurry to go into the hospital, someone approached me.
然后他看到，那他走过来以后，我看到我不认识他嘛。 还可以走走路，越走越近呢。然后走到我前面的时候，就把我的那个圣经袋就拿着就要走呢。
And as he approached me, he came up to me and he took my Bible bag and was about to leave.
我说你在干什么？
And I said, what are you doing?
你干嘛抢我的东西？
Why are you stealing my belongings?
我不认识他。
Because I do not know him.
他就回头，他也没有停哦。他回头说，你是不是传道啊？
And he turned around and asked, are you the preacher?
你怎么知道我是传道啊？
I asked, how did you know I'm a preacher?
可是他说你是传道的时候，想说，嗯，这个应该是教会的人，啊，那应该不是要抢我的东西。他说你是不是传道？赶快跟我走。
He said, are you a preacher? Hurry and follow me.
我第一次去那间医院步道，对啊，我也不知道往哪里走。他就说走，跟我走。后我就跟他走呢。
And since it was my first time at the hospital and I didn't know where to go, I followed him.
不过已经少一个。 圣经带轻了一点了，我就走走跟他走走走到一个地方，他就跟我讲说：“传道，我告诉你，这个要放在什么地方，你这个要放在什么地方，你这个要怎么做。”都是他教我的哦。And
after he taken off one of my loads, he instructed me where I should put everything else.
我一面跟着他做，一面心里在思考这个人是谁呀。And
as I followed his orders, I wondered who he was.
这间教会我不是每个人都认识，可是这个人我不认识，这个不太像那个会是这么热心的人，应该。 那么热心的人，我怎么会不认识他？虽然我刚到这间教会，不太可能啊。And
I thought it's not quite possible that he is a fervent member, but I do not know him.
好的，因为时间紧迫，我真的没有时间想，我还要等一下，我还要布道，我还要教他唱诗。我就想说，好，这个没关系，先不要想了，我要赶快想我等一下要讲什么。那就布道，那布道结束了以后。
And so I was in such a hurry to think about what I should say during the evangelical event, so I didn't think about it until after everything.
他很认真分传单呢，这个要来信耶稣，要来信耶稣，他很认真分传单。
He was very diligent to pass out flyers.
然后呢，结束了。Everything
ended.
我不好意思问他是谁，我怕说，哇，这个如果是。 我没有去认识人家，哎呦，我先去问别人看看是谁好了，所以我都不敢问他了，不敢问这个当事人。And
I felt ashamed to ask him directly who he was, so I asked someone else.
我就问那个教会一个我认识的一个弟兄。I
asked a brother that I knew.
请问一下他是谁啊？他是哪一个弟兄？他的家他是哪一家的？是苏家、罗家、高家哪一家的？我怎么不认不出他是哪一家的啦？
I asked this brother, excuse me, do you know which family he's from? The family of Cao or Su?
他说传道都不是啦。
And this brother said,
他不是我们教的弟兄，他是一个慕道者。
He is not from our church, he's a truth-seeking member.
他是一个慕道者。
He is a truth-seeking friend.
那好笑啦。刚才我进医院的时候，为什么是从头到尾都是他教我的，你们有没有什么都没有教我？
Why is it?
他们一直笑。
And then I asked, why is it that he was the one who helped me, who told me where I should go?
然后那个，我就说他奇怪了，他这样为什么没有还没受洗啊？
And I wondered how come he is not baptized yet.
他们说哦，因为一个原因啊。They
said because of one reason.
因为他爸爸跟他讲，如果他洗礼，就要跟他断绝父子关系。
It is because if that truth-seeking friend is going to get baptized, his father threatened to cut off relations with him.
好，那我知道了。后来到教会，我就遇到他。Then
I met him again at church.
我就问他了。And
I asked.
我说，请问你一下哈，你我看你这么热心哈，你不想洗礼吗？
I asked him, I've seen that you are so zealous. Don't you want to be baptized?
他叹了一口气说：“传道，我爸爸说我不能洗礼。”
He let out a sigh and said, "Preacher, my father said I cannot be baptized."
我洗礼那天就是他跟我断绝父子关系的那一天。He
said, "On the day I'm baptized, that day he will cut off relations with me."
我说你去祷告一下。I
told him, "You go pray."
你要求耶稣给你智慧，给你勇气。You
must ask the Lord Jesus to give you courage and wisdom.
我问他你有没有信。I
asked him, "Do you have faith?"
他说他有信啊。He
said, "I do."
我说你有信，你怎么没有办法做决定？
I asked, since you have faith, how can you not make this decision?
他哭呢。
Then he wept.
哇，我吓一跳。
I was shocked.
他是一位先生呢。 他是让他年纪小我没两三岁，那 他就哭了。我就问他说，你有信，那你为什么没有办法决定？
Since And I was shocked because he was male and younger than me. And I asked, since you have faith, how is it that you cannot decide?
你到处传福音，遵守神的道理。
You preach and you follow God's commandments.
你可以协助传道，你这么有信心，你到处你怎么？你说你有信，可是你为什么没有办法做决定，说你要受洗？
You have the faith to help and assist with pastors, but how can you not have the faith to be baptized?
我跟他讲你的信不足。
I asked him, you do not have. I told him you do not have enough faith.
你去祷告。
You should go pray.
哇，他很伤心。
And he was very sorrowful.
我也很伤心。
I was sorrowful also.
我跟他讲。
I told him.
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
好，不管怎么样，你要思考看看你以后的这个信仰道路怎么走啊。
I told him you should think about what your journey of faith would be like.
难道你要等到你爸爸离世吗？
Do you really want to wait until your father has passed away?
你总不能等到那个时候吧？万一有一个万一呢？
Because there is always a what if.
这句话被我说中了。
And I
被我说中了。
I said the correct thing.
他比他爸爸还早死。
He really did pass away before his father.
这是后来的事情。
And this happened afterwards.
我们就跟神祷告了。
And we prayed to God.
后来他终于他自己祷告了，他 拿出说我要洗礼，传道我要洗礼。
He took out the form and told me, preacher, I want to be baptized.
我问他了。
I told him.
那你爸爸那边呢？
I asked him, how about your father?
你受洗那一天，你爸爸就跟你断绝父子关系哦。
On the day you're baptized, your father will cut off relations with you.
你已经没有妈妈了哦。
You do not have a mother anymore.
他妈妈已经离世了。
Because his mother had passed.
你爸爸只有你这个儿子。
And you are your father's only son.
你想清楚了吗？
Have you thought it through?
他说：“那我想清楚了。”
He said, "Pastor, I have."
主耶稣会带领我。
Jesus will guide me.
我说这样就对了。
I said,
主耶稣会带领你。
You are correct. Jesus will guide you.
他就来受洗。
He was baptized.
他受洗完了以后。
After his baptism,
我很紧张啊，开始换我紧张啊。
It was my turn to be nervous.
因为他爸爸要跟他断绝父子关系，我不是我是要救他的灵魂，可是我可不想他爸爸只有他一个儿子，我可不想他的家庭分裂呢。
I wish for him to be saved through baptism, but I do not want to break up his family.
我在祷告中跟主啊，你拜托你可以带开路，求你开路这样子。
I pleaded with Lord Jesus in prayer to open a way.
经过两三个礼拜啊。
After 2 to 3 weeks,
小弟又叫那间教会去了。
I returned to that church.
他刚好在门口当接待。
And he was the usher.
我看到他很高兴了。
I was very glad to see him.
我就跑过去了。
So I ran up.
哎，兄弟，兄弟啊。
Brother.
好吗？好吗？
Are you well?
他说很好啊。他看到我很好啊。
He said I'm very well.
啊，你爸爸好吗？
And I asked, is your father well?
他看了我一下。
He looked at me.
我爸爸怎么了吗？
Is there something wrong with my father?
啊，你爸爸不是跟你断绝父子关系啦？
I asked.Didn't your father cut off relations?
有没有怎么样啊？
Is there anything that happened?
他看了一看我。
He looked at me.
没有啊，我不是跟你讲主耶稣会开路吗？
No, didn't I tell you that Jesus would open a way?
你知道他多么奇妙吗？
Do you know how miraculous?
他那天洗礼家里圣餐礼，对不对？
He went through baptism, foot washing, and holy communion.
他跟我讲，他相信主耶稣会开路，他没有跟他爸爸妈，他不要跟他爸爸讲。
He believed that Jesus opened a way for him and did not tell his father.
我告诉你要跟你爸爸讲，你没有跟你爸爸讲。他说没有，我相信主耶稣会开路，不用讲。他就来洗礼啊。
I had told him to tell his father about his baptism, but he said I do not need to because Jesus would open a way.
结果回去哦。
When he returned,
他吓一跳。
He was surprised.
他爸爸，你知道中国人，他这个华人的他们那个乡下哈，那个有个正堂，正堂后面就是神主牌位，那个是正堂有一个椅子嘛，有两只椅子，对不对？
And
中间那个
坐
正堂。
Chinese families, there's an ancestral hall.
哇，他爸爸坐在那个正堂的那个门口那个椅子上面哦。
And his father sat before the ancestral hall.
在那边等他。
He was waiting for
him. 哇，吓一跳。
And I was shocked.
那他爸爸说进来。
His father said, "Come in."
他当然要进去啊，进去了。
So he went in.
你洗礼了哈？
You were baptized, right?
哦，他不能说谎啊，他怎么可以在人面前不认神？他说是我洗礼了。
And since he did not want to deny God before men, he said, "Yes, I am baptized."
你知道他爸爸跟他讲什么？
What did his father say?
好，洗礼了哈。
Good, you're baptized.
既然洗礼了，要好好的守道理，不可以离开天上的真神。
Since you have been baptized, you must keep God's commandments, and you should not forsake the true God in heaven.
他爸妈没有来过教会啊。
His father had never come to church.
是谁教他讲的啊？
Who taught him to say this?
他吓一跳啊。
He was shocked.
他说好好好。他爸爸说
He said, okay.
不可以离开神哦。
His father said, you will not leave God.
我听得很感动啊。
I was very moved.
这个如果不是出于神，怎么可能？那本来是一哭，那他只要说要什么洗礼，他爸爸就一哭二闹三上吊，就跟他什么跟他后断绝关系，什么哭啊什么的。哦，圣灵没有。
If not for God, how is this possible? For beforehand, his father had always threatened to break off relations with him every time he mentioned baptism.
他洗礼的时候很健康啊。
When he was baptized, he was healthy.
洗礼完没有多久啊。
But not long after that.
有一天。
One day.
突然间昏倒。
He fainted.
就送到医院去了。
And he was sent to the hospital.
那我们就去医院看看那个这个看弟兄嘛哈。
I went to visit this brother.
他爸爸在那边。
His father was there.
我认识他爸爸哈。
I knew his father.
我说伯父啊啊，发生这样的事情哦，哎呦啊，我们来帮他祷告。
I said to him, Uncle, since this has happened, let us pray for him.
他们爸爸说是啊是啊是啊，拜托你们一下，求你们的神帮忙一下。
This uncle said, Yes, please pray for him. Ask your God to help him.
可是这个弟兄没有再活过来。
But this brother did not wake up again.
啊，离世以后，我有去找他爸爸。
Once this brother passed, I went to see his father.
我是希望他爸爸能够来洗礼的。
I hope that his father would be baptized also.
一直到我离开那间教会，哦，到别的教会布牧，他都没有来洗礼。
But he did not become baptized in the time that I was at that church.
啊，当然后来有了洗礼没有洗礼我不知道，因为啊一直有人在跟他接触，跟他传福音。
Of course, I do not know if he was baptized, but people did go to preach to him.
没有人知道自己什么时候会生，什么时候会死，对不对
？No one knows when they will live or when they will die.
这个弟兄做了最好的抉择。
This brother made the best decision.
他爸爸告诉我。
His father told me.
他死了以后，我去他家，他爸爸告诉我。
After this brother died, I went to his house and his father told me.
你们的主耶稣已经把他接去了。
Your Lord Jesus Christ has taken him up.
因为我们就是要去安慰他嘛。
We went there to encourage him.
受洗没有多久就死了。
He passed away not long after he was baptized.
很奇妙，这个弟兄做了最正确的选择。
This brother made the most correct decision.
我们看诗篇二十五篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm 25.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
二十五篇第十二节。
Psalm 25 verse 12.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。这个地方圣经上告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
谁敬畏耶和华，谁敬畏神。
Who is the one that fears the Lord?
耶和华就指示他当选择的道路。
Him shall he teach the way he chooses.
这位弟兄信神。
This brother believed in God.
他遇到一个人生很大的难题。
He encountered something very difficult in life.
我到底要信耶稣，还是要让我信耶稣，还是我要孝顺父爸爸？
Should I be filial toward my father, or should I believe in Lord Jesus?
当然要孝顺爸爸。
Of course, he should be filial.
可是更要信耶稣啊。
But all the more, he should believe in Lord Jesus.
信耶稣跟孝顺爸爸没有冲突啊。
And there's no conflict between believing in God and being filial.
为什么？因为神会带领。
And this is because God will guide.
他后来选择那上好的。
And in the end, he chose the best.
他如果那次没有受洗，
if he did not become baptized at that time,
他都没有办法得救了。
He would not have been saved.
可是因为他敬畏神，
but because he feared God,
因为他信，
because he believed,
所以他选择那上好的。
So he chose the most excellent.
他现在在天国，在这个乐园啊，与神快乐在一起。
Now, he is joyfully with God in paradise.
今天我们也是一样。
Likewise with us today.
我们走在人生的道路上。
As we walk on this path,
我们常常要问我们自己。
We must often ask ourselves,
我有没有相信神？
Do I believe in God?
当我在做一个抉择的时候，
When I am making a difficult decision,
我有没有尊主为大？
Do I honor the Lord?
约书亚在快要离世的时候，
When Joshua was about to pass away,
他问以色列人，
He asked the Israelites.
我们看约书亚记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
二十四章第十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
耶稣亚问他们哦。
Joshua asked them.
这句话可以问吗
？Can you ask this?
不是应该一定要敬畏天上的真神吗
？Aren't they supposed to serve the Lord only?
可是这个地方他这么讲啊。
But he says here.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
若是你们以为信奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if it seems
啊对，那耶那个耶稣亚挑战他们的信心。
Here Joshua challenged their faith.
当然要侍奉耶和华，这个是不用讲的。
We don't need to argue about this. Of course, we need to serve the Lord.
这一定的嘛。
And we this is positively correct.
所以耶稣亚说，我看我家一定是侍奉耶和华的。
So Joshua said he and his household will serve the Lord.
我今天你要做抉择。
But you should make your own decision.
若是你以为侍奉耶和华不好。
If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord,
那你要选择你要侍奉的。
Then you shall choose a God whom you serve.
他为什么讲这句话？
Why did he say this?
是要这些人不要去侍奉耶和华吗？
Did he not want these people to serve God?
不是。
Not, that is not it.
耶稣亚要他们去重新，要去审视自己的生命。
Joshua wanted them to examine their own lives.
我是诚心诚意，我是全心全意的侍奉耶和华吗？
Do I wholeheartedly serve the Lord?
是不是？
Do I?
他们就说是。
They said yes.
我们要，我们断不敢离开耶和华去侍奉别神。
They said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods."
所以在第一代的时候，他们进迦南地的那一代，那时候他们的信仰状况是很好的。
The generation that entered Canaan had strong faith.
是后来他们的下一代、下下一代才出状况的。
But problems arise in the next generation and afterwards.
所以说我们要因信做对的选择。
By faith, we should make the correct decision.
第二个，我们来思考是。
Secondly,
如何活才叫精彩啦？
How should we live so that our lives can be
怎么活才叫精彩？
Brilliant.
一般人是这样想。
People might think
可以活得很久。
To live long,
就长寿嘛。我们一般就是追求福禄寿，就是长寿咯。
We often pursue long life.
或者是有钱哦。
Or to have riches.
有福气咯。
And to be blessed.
那可是我们注意看圣经里面所记载的。
But if we look into the Bible,
我们看这个看回来创世纪第五章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
我们看第二十节。
Verse 20.
亚烈共活了962岁就死了。我们来看二十七节。
Let's turn to 27.
马图撒拉共活了969岁就死了。哇，以诺的爸爸活了962岁。
And Enoch's father lived 960 years.
哇，马图撒他的儿子马图撒拉活到969岁。
But his son lived to 969 years.
那以诺在这个世界上多少年？
How many years did Enoch live?
只有365岁。
He only lived 365 years.
他在这个世界上只有365年的时间。
He was on the earth for only 365 years.
远远不及他的爸爸跟他的儿子。
It is incomparable to his father or his son.
当然不是说他爸爸看他儿子信仰不好，不是这样。
That is not to say that his father or son did not have good faith.
可是以诺跟他的爸爸看他的儿子不一样的地方在哪里？
But what is different about Enoch from his father and his sons?
他的信被神所看见。
His faith was seen by God.
所以他不经过死就能够升天。
So he went up to heaven without seeing death.
所以人活在这个世界上，活得久不代表一定精彩。
So if a man lives long on the earth, it does not mean that he lived a vibrant life.
以诺虽然只活了365年，可是他的生命很精彩。
Although Enoch lived only 365 years, he lived a vibrant life.
所以基督徒活在这个世界上，我们有一个正确的概念。
As Christians living on the earth, we must have a correct concept.
我们跟这个世界上的人不一样。
We are different from the world.
当然，我们不是说哦，传道，你意思说叫我们活短一点，我不是这个意思。
And you should, I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you that we should live a short life.
而是不管我们活了多少岁，生命的值比生命的长度更重要。
In life, the quality is more important than quantity.
我们来看以传道书第六章。
Let's turn to
传道书第六章
Ecclesiastes
传道书第六章第三节
Chapter 3
人若生一百个儿子，活许多的岁数，以致他的年日甚多，心里却不得满享福乐，又不得埋葬。据我说，那不到起而落的胎比他倒好。这个地方就是这样写。
And here, this is what is written.
你看哦，这个人生一百个儿子。
This man had 100 sons.
在那个时代是多么福气的事情啊！
How blessed is he to have 100 sons?
而且他活了许多的岁数。
And he lived a long life.
年日很多。
He lived many years.
可是心里却不得享满享福乐，不得埋葬。
But
可是不得心里那个看第三节，心里却不得满享福乐，又不得埋葬。
看错
哦，你看错啊！传道书第六章第三节
，Chapter 6 verse 3。
好，
但是 his soul is not satisfied。
哎，对，又不得埋葬。
And his soul is not satisfied with goodness, and he had no burial.
在我的故乡，就是有一个人是这样的、啊。
And there is someone from my hometown like this.
他很有钱。
He had a lot of money.
他有好几个老婆。
And many wives.
他孩子可多了。
He had many children.
他也活得很老啊。
And he lived until an old age.
可是他的一生有快乐吗？
But was he happy?
没有。
He was not.
家里吵吵闹闹的。
There was chaos in his household.
他死的时候不得埋葬。
When he died, he had no burial.
他的棺材停在家里。
His coffin stayed at home.
为什么不埋葬？
Why was he not buried?
因为家产还没分好。
Because his inheritance was not.
家产还没分好，怎么埋葬？
Was not divided yet.
你看这样多可怜。
How pitiful is that?
后来报纸报出来了。
And he went on the news.
其实很多人早就已经知道了。
Many people actually already knew.
这个人是福乐的，是一个有福气的人吗？
Is this man truly blessed?
他活很久啊，很长寿啊。
He lived a long life.
他有很多的孩子啊。
And he had many children.
他很有钱啊。
He had wealth.
不是跟我们所想的一样吗？
Isn't it just as we have hoped?
可是他有福乐吗？
But is he happy?
没有。
He was not.
所以长寿有钱并不是福乐的最主要的一个重点。
And so to live a blessed life does not consist in living long or having wealth.
基督徒绝对可以活得精彩。
A Christian can live a vibrant life.
一般人在世界上所赚到的，不管是名声，不管是金钱，都没有办法带离开这个世界。
Fame and wealth that is acquired in this life cannot be taken into the next.
可是基督徒所做的每一件事情都有意义，而且可以存到永远。
But each action taken by Christian can endure forever.
我们以后到天国去是丰丰富富的。
When we go to heaven in the future, we will go with abundance.
我们在这个世界上活得越精彩。
The more brilliant, the more our lives are brilliant for Christ. 为主耶稣
活得越精彩。
The more our lives are brilliant for Christ.
我们的生命越丰富。
The more abundant our lives will be.
这才是我们人类必须要去追寻的。
And this is what we should pursue.
在创世纪第四章哦，讲到另外一个以诺。
In Genesis chapter 4, it mentions a different Enoch.
我们看四章十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 17.
该隐的孩子有一个就叫以诺。
One of Cain's children was Enoch.
我们知道该隐的子孙都是比较厉害的，在这个世界上都是比较厉害的。
We know that Cain's children were more capable.
那赛特的子孙在这个世界上大概都是比较默默无闻的。
And there is little spoken about Seth's children.
该隐很聪明。
Cain was very smart.
他为了他的子孙，他为了他的，很会计划，他很会规划，他很会建设，他真的很厉害。
He knew how to construct and he knew how to plan for his children.
我们看第十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕生了以诺。该隐建了一个城，就按着他儿子的名将那城叫做以诺。哇，该隐的时代啊，为了他儿子造城。
In Cain's generation, he built a city for his son.
然后就把这个城跟他的儿子用他儿子的名字叫做以诺。
And he named the city Enoch.
哇，你看他的儿子还没有长大就出名了。
Even before his son had grown, he was already famous.
有一个城市用他的儿子的名字来为名字的。
There is a city named after him.
有没有成就？
Doesn't he have great achievement?
很大的成就啊！
It is a great achievement.
在当时那个时代，有多少人可以用这个城市用我的名字来取的？
There are few people at the time who had a city named after them.
以诺在圣经记载是第一个。
Enoch was the first.
很有成就啊！
He had great achievements.
很有名啊！
He had great fame.
请问以诺城现在在哪里？
May I ask where is the city of Enoch now?
没有人知道。
No one knows of it.
如果不是记载在圣经，也没有人知道有以诺城。
If it was not recorded in the Bible, no one would have known.
对，这个我圣经先知以诺，他没有任何人来纪念他，说在地上为他做一个什么东西来纪念他，没有。
There was no memorial made for Prophet Enoch on the earth.
连坟墓都没有。
There was no grave for him.
Burial. 今天神都还纪念他。
But up to today, God remembers him.
永远记载在圣经里面。
He is forever recorded in the Bible.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们追求的是被神纪念。
We must pursue to be remembered by God.
就好像在这次传道，我们在这个灵恩部大会的时候。
Just as mentioned during this evangelical service.
在神的院祷里面。
To...
主耶稣的愿祷，不是耶稣愿祷。
Under Jesus Christ，
我们要追寻神的荣耀。
We must pursue the glory of God。
从神那边得荣耀。
To receive glory from God。
用另外一个角度看。
From another perspective。
我们来看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 7。
马拉基书第三章第十六节。
Malachi chapter 7 verse。
三章第十六节。
Chapter 3 verse
16。三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16。
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前，纪念那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。天上真神就是这样。
This is how God in heaven is.
神在天上在垂听的。
God is listening in heaven.
他一直在听。
He is listening constantly.
我们在讲什么东西
？He listens to whatever we are saying.
敬畏神的人彼此谈论。
When those who speak of the Lord, who are of the Lord,
一个敬畏神人会谈论什么？
Speak to one another. What does one who fears the Lord speak of?
你今天来讲就是啊，哪个弟兄姐妹发生什么事情，我们帮他祷告咯。
They will say if something has happened to this brother, this sister, we should pray for them.
哪个弟兄姐妹发生什么事情，我们可以帮助他咯。
This member, something has happened to this member, we should help them.
我们应该祷告，应该读圣经哦。
We should pray and read the Bible.
我们要敬畏天上的真神哦。
We should fear the God in heaven.
天上的真神都在听呢。
God is listening.
不管在哪里，我们讲这些话，天上真神都在听。
Wherever we are, God is listening.
神把这些东西都会记下来。
And God will write them down.
然后纪念他的名。
And He will remember them.
哦，纪念啊，他纪念人，纪念神的名。
Man will remember God's name.
神纪念我们的名，记在生命记在纪念册里面。
And God will remember our names on the book of life.
所以我们一定要向我们一定要追求正确的目标。
We must pursue the correct goal.
这样我们才不会迷在这世界上迷失了。
In that way, we will not become lost.
因为时间关系，我们就只能讲到这边了哈。
And due to time, we will speak up to here.
其实有一个人可以值得我们去思想。
There is another person worthy of our pondering.
玛利亚。
Mary.
为主耶稣献香膏的玛利亚。
The Mary who anointed Jesus.
你知道吗？在新约里面哈，我们这要看这一节哈。好。我们来看马太福音二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26。
神的马拉基书是先知所讲的嘛
？Malachi was written by prophet。
可是当主耶稣来到这个世界上的时候
，When Jesus came to the earth，
他真的为一个人讲过这句话。
He spoke these words for another。
我们看二十六章第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 26 verse 13。
这是耶稣讲的哦。
This is what was spoken by Jesus。
耶稣是天上真神。
Jesus is the God in heaven。
说，我实在告诉你们。普天之下无论在什么地方传福音也要述说这女人所行的做个纪念身上所记载都是要纪念天上真神
The Bible records that we should remember the God in heaven
可是在这个地方耶稣怎么说
But what does Jesus say here?
玛利亚献香膏
Mary offered her oil
那时候在当场有很多人指责她
Many rebuked her
其中有犹大
And among them was Judas
就是耶稣的使徒犹大
Which was Jesus' disciple.
还有几个耶稣的门徒不知道是谁。
And his disciples.
责难他。
And they rebuked her.
啊，浪费啊！怎么拿这个这么这样很浪费啊！一直在大家在那边做，他们在那边叽里咕噜叽噜。哎呀，浪费啊！你怎么可以做这种事情
？They were indignant and say, "Why this waste?"
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你们不常有我。
You will not always have me.
这个女人啊。将这个香膏浇在我身上是只有一个目的。
This woman has one purpose for anointing me.
是为我安葬做的。
She did it for my burial.
使徒丢脸啊。
The disciples were ashamed.
在往耶路撒冷之前，耶稣好几次已经预言他要在耶路撒冷受害、钉十字架、三天复活，这个使徒都知道。
Many times Jesus had prophesied that he will suffer in Jerusalem and he will be raised up.
请问这些使徒做了什么？
What did the disciples do?
害怕。一听到主耶稣讲害怕。
They were fearful.
争谁比较大？
They talked about who was greater.
玛利亚她听到了。
But Mary heard it.
她为主耶稣交香膏，那个香膏可是所知不菲啊，那很贵啊。
She offered a very, very costly fragrant oil.
结果这些使徒还在那边点，倒三倒四似的，哎呀这。
And yet the disciples were rebuking her.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
他是为我安葬做的。
She did it for my burial.
那你们做了什么？
What have you done?
我实在告诉你们。
Assuredly, I say to you.
普天之下，无论在什么地方传福音。
Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world.
都要述说这女人所行的做纪念。
What this woman has done will be told as a memorial.
玛利亚敬畏天上的真神。
Mary feared the God in heaven.
她把主耶稣的话谨记在心里思想。
And she kept the word of God and meditated on it in her heart.
所做的居然比使徒还好。
She did better than the disciples.
在这件事上啊。
In this matter.
所以主耶稣说永远纪念。
So Jesus said this will be a memorial for her.
玛利亚是一个很平凡的人。
Mary was an ordinary person.
她不是什么圣人。
She was not a saint.
她甚至是可能是一个孤儿。
She might be an orphan.
她可以。
If she could.
我们当然可以。
Of course we can too.
以诺可以。
Enoch could.
我们当然可以。
Then we can too.
我们只要做，我们只要在两件事上思考。
We should ponder upon two things.
第一个，因着信做对的选择。
Firstly, by faith, do the right thing.
第二个，怎么活才叫精彩
？Secondly, how should we live so that our lives can be vibrant?
被神纪念所活的才叫精彩。
We must be remembered by God for our lives to be vibrant.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
417首。
417.